Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
You're listening to Season 2 of Got 'Em, Coach, the show that doesn't believe in boasting and bragging, so we won't mention the 4,000-plus downloads and the fan base that stretches over 50 cities and 30 countries around the world.
Because that would be doing too much.
Now, here's your host, the mayor of the Four Point Island, Tyrone Smith.
Hey, yo. Hey, can y'all actually believe that we about to come into another year, man? 2019 is literally about to be upon us, man. Welcome to episode number 9 of Got 'Em, Coach. I'm Tyrone Smith. Wrong to exclusive. Hustle Bandit, Sneaker Bandit, Four Point Island, Lock 'Em Up, Wrong. Daytona 360 is alive and in the flesh. And, hey, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm feeling appreciative. You know, I'm feeling appreciative, man. This has been a fun year. I ain't even going front. It's been a fun year. Fun year, to say nonetheless, man. I've knocked so many things off of my checklist. It's been amazing. You know, it's been amazing to, you know, see things as they transpire. But this is one of the episodes that I love doing because, for those who don't know, those who don't really know my process, I know a lot of my day ones who listen to the show, they know the strenuous work that I put into every single episode. Like, you know, I try to be as to the book as I possibly can be. And that just comes with me being a super perfectionist when it comes to a lot of different things. I love having the ability to just, you know, put something together from start to finish. And I feel some type of way when it doesn't go the exact way that I want it to go. So this is one of the episodes that I really like doing because it just allows me to talk to you guys. And I ain't really gotta, you know, put no real effort into episode. But it's what's actually funny is I actually had an episode ready. I was actually working on a particular episode for this particular week, and I realized that, well, dang, you know, this is the end of the year, so this is the last show of the year. So last year, I had just did like a where I just talked to you guys. You know, I chopped it up with you guys, man. And I thanked everybody, you know, for the journey that I was getting ready to embark on. Got 'Em, Coach was just 9 months. 9 months into its existence. And a lot of things has changed, as we're going to talk about as the episode goes along. This particular episode, a lot of things has changed from that last episode, that last end of the year episode, to this year's end of the year episode. And that's what I like to see. I like to see growth. I like to see progression in everything that I do. So we're going to talk about a whole lot of things. We're going to talk about, you know, the growth of the show, you know, different things that I've involved myself in 2019, expectations, this, that, and the third. So it's a lot to talk about this episode. So the episode that I put together was just a waste of my thumbs and my iPad battery power, because it's not gonna be of any existence or of any relevance to this particular episode. So, man, let's get into it, man. Like I said, I don't, you know, normally we do WTFs and, you know, that's how you feels and all this other stuff, but, you know, I'm not doing that this particular episode, because, you know, it's just me talking to you guys, man, because, you know, y'all rock with me, man, and I appreciate that. Like, I really do appreciate that. First things first, let's talk about how this show has grown expeditiously.
What?
Is that a word? Expeditiously? Expeditiously? It's not a word. It's gonna be a word today. The word of the day is expeditiously. The show has grown so much from December 31st of 2017 to December 31st of 2018. I think when I was talking to you guys last year, we was embarking on a journey, man. It was a journey. Whole 2017 was a journey. I have grown so much as a host of a show. My show has grown from where it was to where it is now. I've become more comfortable in what it is that I do. And it's so funny because I like to actually go back and I like to listen to my archives of episodes. I like to actually listen to my archives of episodes. So I was actually listening to the first season of Gotta Coach. And I was listening mainly what I was focusing on. I was focusing on the first 5 episodes of the show. And to hear myself then and to hear how I am now, it's crazy, because I was so nervous. Like, and it's funny because you wouldn't think when you're sitting in the crib by yourself and you're in the confines and the comforts of your own home, you know, you look around and you see everything that you're familiar with. Like, I'm looking at my blender right now, I'm looking at my Magic Bullet and my toaster and my napkin thing that needs more, my paper towel thing that needs more paper towels on it. That deep dish Little Caesars box that's been sitting there for a minute, and mail that I gotta give to my mom. I see the game bottle over there. Hey, I see some what's them things? Some chips, but they ain't not chips. I forgot what they're called, and I'm not about to get up and look, but everything that I see in here, I'm comfortable with. So the first 2 episodes, mainly that second episode, because that first episode was just like a warm up. Like I said, I haven't done anything like this since I was in school, for, you know what I'm saying? So it was just weird to, you know, kind of get myself back into that fold, and then I had to relearn everything. I was learning everything on the fly. And, you know, I got a lot of advice from a lot of different people to kind of help me elevate my show. But then once I kind of got the hang of things, you know, then I was able to start to put my own flavor and twist into my own little thing. I realized that a lot of the content that I had was was wrong, in a sense. And that's because I was just kind of fishing for anything that I can find or whatever the case may be. So in terms of, you know, thoroughly inspecting and thoroughly researching things that I wanted to talk about, that has gotten a lot better. So I look at where I was, and the growth has been so expeditiously.
What?
Is that a word? Expeditiously? I know for a fact that's not a word. Expeditiously? No way. That can't be expeditiously. Well, that's gonna be a word today. I forgot what the first word was that quick. But whatever I said that first word was, whatever that second word is, expeditiously. Those are the words for today. Unless I come across another sentence that I say that I'm gonna come up with another word, and then we'll put that in there. So we'll have multiple words of the day. Hey, I don't know. I think that should be a segment in the show. Anyways, the show has grown a lot, basically, is what I'm trying to say. So when I did my end of the year episode last year, we were sitting at about, I want to say about 1,600 downloads, maybe, because I think we hit, it might have been less than that. I don't remember the exact numbers, because I think in November we hit 1,000 downloads, which is pretty good for a show that had only been in existence for, at that particular time, 8 months. I thought it was good. I think anything independent that you do on your own, that you, you know, invest your own money in, whatever, whatever, that's pretty good. So, we were sitting, I want to say, in anywhere between 12 to 1,500 downloads this time last year. Or 12 to 16 or 1,700 downloads. I don't think we was close to 2,000. I think we may have been about 1,600 in. So, we'll say 1,600. I'll give myself the benefit of the doubt and give myself the highest number. So, 1,600 downloads. This year alone, this has been one full year of the show. And then you got to remember that I have taken so many breaks in between this whole year. So this hasn't consistently been a whole year. It's been stretches of, you know, 3-4 weeks where I haven't did an episode. We took the hiatus for a couple months to get season 2 ready. So all we had basically was the episodes that I had put up. I don't even remember the last episode I had put up before season 2 was up. I think what ended up happening was I ended up putting up some episodes that had already been up. I think that's how it go. So bear with me for a second. I'm gonna check into my my streaming service. Shout out to Piper too, man. You know, I switched streaming services earlier this year, where I went from SoundCloud to Piper. So Piper has been super, super dope. It's allowed me to do a lot of different things. So I'm appreciative of that. So the last two episodes that I have posted were episodes that I had already did. And that was Dub Nation Part 3. And that was Sel Bronto. The last actual episode that I actually posted was Midwest Swing, when I was talking about NBA Live making its return. You know, the rebranding of my apparel and this, that, and the third. And then I talked about how the Cavs may not look that bad without LeBron. Silly me, right? Silly me. Silly, silly me. Cavs not gonna look that bad. Not that bad without LeBron. Hey, look, the East has been kind of competitive, you know? So, you know, they just kind of fell into that buzzsaw of the Pistons and the Hornets and the Magic. Shout out to the Pistons, too, man. That's the hometown team, you know. So I always got to give shout outs to them, even when they lose. Still can't believe they lost to the Hawks. Made me look all bad. Make my mom look all good. Like she knows what she be talking about when it comes to basketball. That's tough. I feel some type of way about that. It's Reggie Jackson's fault. It's his fault. It's his fault. And whoever was guarding Vince Carter, it's their fault, too. I'm going to blame Jose Calderon, too. I think he had something to do with it, too. It's all they fought. Shoot, let's throw Dwayne Casey in there, too. Let's throw Tom Gores in there, man. Let's throw Hooper in there, because he was missing the dunks at halftime with the little halftime show. It's all they fought. Maybe it was everybody who wasn't. Anyways, I digress. But, bro, like, look. One full year, like I said, it hasn't even been a consistent whole full year. Season 2 started in November, I think the day after or the day before election day. See, I don't be remembering stuff like this. I gotta start writing stuff down when it comes to certain things. You know what I'm saying? It was the day before election day. So and to be honest with you, I've been kind of consistent. You know, I posted on the 5th, I posted on the 13th, I posted two first. I did a back to back, 13th, 14th. Posted one on the 23rd, 28th, the 5th, the 19th, and the 27th, and then one will be up on the 31st. So I've been more consistent, but 1,600. 1600 is the number. One full year, and like I said, it hasn't even been a full year. We have expanded our download growth by 5,250. We are at 6,800 downloads as I speak to you at this present moment. Which, like I said, a lot of people, a lot of haters would say, well, I post every week. Most of them post every day. And for me to be at 6,800 doing weekly content, not only doing weekly content, at one point after March of this year, which would have been my 1 year, being as inconsistent as all inconsistencies can be inconsistent, I think 6,800 downloads is a damn good number for a show. Very good. And I brag about it, and I love to brag about it, because this is homegrown. This isn't something that I got with somebody and I said, look, I want to put this show together, back me to put this show together so I can make this happen. So the only money that goes into this show is the money that comes out of my pocket. The independent hustle, man. I try to explain to people how imperative it is to be your own and to start your own, man. It's imperative. If you got a passion and a love and a gift, something that you really love to do, you can make money doing anything you want. Man, people would have looked at me and said, there's no way that you're going to be able to make money talking about basketball and shoes every single week. Making basketball and shoe content every single week. There's no way you would have been able to do that. There's no way you can be able to do that. There's no way that you could be able to spend $200 and some dollars on some shoes and still be able to make money to the point where that $200 that you spent, that's going to come right back to you somehow, some way. But if you have the drive, the passion to do it, bro, you can do whatever you want. You can make money doing whatever you want. You can make a career out of whatever it is that you got a passion for. And that's what people don't realize, man. People think that, and like I always say, it's nothing wrong with working. Like, if that's your DNA, that's your DNA. Like, if you want the security of having a job, then there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting up, because at the end of the day, a grind is a grind. A hustle is a hustle. It's all the same thing. But one thing that my dad taught me, and you know, this is something that I learned. Not that wasn't necessarily that I learned, but that's something that when he told me, it makes perfect sense. He said, it's all good to have something that you can rely on. But in the event that something was to ever happen and this company decided they wanted to downsize their employment by half of the workforce. So let's say, for example, Chrysler or GM or whatever. GM, you know what I'm saying? GM is getting ready to idle. And I put idle in quotation marks. Idle, close. They're getting ready to close four plants. A transmission plant, which is not too far from where I'm at, an assembly plant in one of my favorite cities in America. Shout out to the Hamtramck Police Department. You knew I was gonna plug you in there, baby. Shout out to the Hamtramck Police. But they're gonna close a transmission plant, an auto plant, and three auto plants. One in Michigan, one in Ohio, and one somewhere else. I can't remember exactly where the other one is. But you see how that goes? The auto industry is doing pretty well to the point where they decided that making cheaper model cars wasn't the way to go. But instead, they're going to focus their production on
$40, $50, $60, $70, $80, $90, $100,000 trucks. See how this works? So, the fact that all these people, I mean, most of them may not be out of a job. Some of them will have the seniority to kind of go wherever and be okay. But for the people who just started there and just figured, man, I just got into General Motors, I am about to make a killing. I'm about to be there for 20 years and I'm going to make a killing. So for them people who just got hired into General Motors, just to find out that at the end of next year, sometime at the end of next year, they might not have a job. They might not have an automotive job, and they might have to go back to, they might have to scramble to find something else. See how that goes? My dad, he told me, he said, you never want to be the person that says, I will work anywhere and I will do anything. You don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person. And I took that to heart, man. Because I'm not going to hold you up. I was that guy. I was that guy at one point in time, man. Man, like I said, a lot of my day ones, they know the story. They know my story. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I graduated high school with honors and I took a year off from school because I hadn't, you know, I just needed time to myself. I've dealt with a lot of things, like my junior and my senior year in high school. I had dealt with a lot of different things. I lost both my grandparents in that 2-year time frame. So, and I felt I had never grieved and never just took time to, you know, just relax and, you know, just kind of take everything in and, you know, just did a break from everything. So I took a year off from school. That year turned into a year and a half. That year and a half turned 2 years. And I was at a crossroads. I'm not going to hold you up. I was at a crossroads. I didn't know exactly what it was that I wanted to do. Always knew I had the ability to write. And I always knew I had the gift for gab. I always knew that I could talk and be able to give myself an opinion, a topic to talk on, and be able to theorize.
What?
Is that a word? Theorize? That's another word. Theorize. But I knew I had this ability to take something and be able to pro or con it and make people really believe in what it was that I was saying. And I just didn't know how I was going to be able to translate that into something where I can make legitimate money. So, you know, it went through a whole thing. I was in school for a minute, you know, and, you know, I got into a car accident and, you know, I was super depressed about that. And then I had a relationship that went bad and I was super duper depressed about that. And my job was starting to suck. You know, I was working at Subway, so, you know, didn't want to be there no more. So, you know, I had to figure myself out. And it was only at that one point when my dad said that you never want to be the I will settle for anything type of person, where I said, you know what, I got to get back into the things that I love. I love writing. I love talking. And a lot of people won't believe that because I'm very laid back. When you meet me, if I was to ever do like a meet and greet or whatever, I'm laid back. I'm super laid back. I'm very observant. You know, I'm not gonna say a lot. You're gonna know I'm there, but I'm not gonna really say nothing because I'm just observant. You know, I really want to get a feel for people before, you know, I say anything. And that's just the nature of who I am. You know, I'm not gonna be all up in people's faces because, one, I feel like that's mad disrespectful, and for two, you know, you just don't know what type of mood people are on, and, you know, you coming up in their face and you asking them questions like, who is this, who do you think he is to ask me these questions, like, he don't even know me like that, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm super observant, and I'm very chill, I'm very relaxed, and I try not to involve myself and a lot of different things until I kind of get a vibe for a person. And then once I get that vibe, then I'll start to open up a little bit. Once I open up a little bit, you know, I could be a little bit too much. But initially, I just kind of go with the flow. I'm a go with the flow type of guy. So you know, just thinking about, you know, where I came from and, you know, where I am now, man, I'm so blessed. I'm not even gonna lie, man. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful and appreciative of everything. You know, just the growth of the show. You know, I've expanded this show so much, man. Man, you know, I got a huge following in France, bro. That's amazing. Like right now, the past month, France has been my highest listening area. France, bro. I'm based out of the United States. France is my highest listening. You know, they listen to the show the most, man. Man, it's been amazing. I've been featured on the French website Podmust. The month of November, I was featured 4 weeks out of the 5 weeks in November. I was recently just featured on the show on the website once again. One of the highest popular shows on that website already. Man, I'm just so thankful, bro. So thankful. Last year we were celebrating the syndication with iHeartRadio. This year we're looking to potentially end close the thing with syndication with Pandora, which is going to be more exposure to the show. You know, I'm looking to, you know, get back into Spotify. I messed up my Spotify, so I got to get back into my Spotify so we can get that cracking. So it's a lot of things that's going on right now. A lot of things that's going on. The Patreon page is back up and running. I promised myself I was going to be more consistent. At one point I had about 12 patrons and now I'm down to 4. 12 patrons down to 4. And that was just mainly on me being just being inconsistent with, you know, posting and all that other stuff. So that was my fault, you know, and I take total responsibility for that, you know, I should have been more consistent. I should have been able to you know, do more on that thing. But you know, like, I do everything by myself, and you know, I feel like people always try to make me feel down about, you know, me being, you know, just kind of homebodied and, you know, just kind of, you know, always working. And I feel like if you really trying to go somewhere, like if you really trying to build something, man, it's gonna be hours and hours and hours and hours and weeks and months and whatever, just focusing on that. Like, you don't really have time to, you know, go to parties and, you know, do other things or hang with friends or whatever. Like, your real friends would know, like, when your grind is real, and they'll do anything in their power to help you, you know, achieve your dream. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I am, man. You know, I mean, I don't have no regrets. You know, I think my mom asked me like a couple weeks ago. She asked me if I was happy because I'm always by myself, and like I'm very happy with where I am, because with every single day, something is happening that's pushing me further to where I want to be, and that's all I want. All I want is growth and development. That's all I ever want. I'm not looking to, you know, just do this as a side hustle, just to do it for fun. Like, I really want to be able to make a career and a living off of this. I want to be able to travel the world and, you know, experience different things. I want to be able to do live shows and, you know, all this other stuff. Like, I want to be able to do all of these things. And I feel the only way I'm gonna do it is if I continue to grind. Like, I gotta keep grinding, man. Like, I gotta keep it moving. I gotta keep it pushing. I gotta keep it forward. I gotta make sure that by any means necessary, I'm doing everything that I can in my power to achieve my ultimate dream. So, you know, just, I want to thank everybody, man. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you if you ever shared the show with a friend. If you ever gave me a positive review, a negative review, whatever, man. I want to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for supporting me and being a part of the team, man. Being a part of the team. Like I told y'all, man, got a lot of good things coming for y'all in 2019. Look, Four Point Island merch was supposed to drop. Four Point Islander merch was supposed to drop, but look, my t-shirt, my designer guy, he ain't got back to me yet. So, you know what I'm saying? We gonna push that, but you know, I'm gonna be on his head as soon as I get done with this episode. You know, because I need that merch. But in the meantime, between time, you could definitely go check out where am I at, bro? I don't. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me. Forgive me for a vow. I don't know where I'm at. Dog, am I on TeePublic? I think it's TeePublic, man. Yes, it's TeePublic. I'm so embarrassed. But yeah, definitely check out the TeePublic, man. The TeePublic where you can get some exclusive merch. Look, like I said, I'm so thankful, man. So happy and, you know, so appreciative of everything, man. So happy and so appreciative of everything, you know. You know, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for y'all, you know, just supporting me and, you know, my hours and my times and everything of that nature, man. You know, it's been a journey. You know, I've lost friends over this. You know what I'm saying? I've lost close friends over this. Honestly, I don't think I ever find like legitimate, you know, whatever, you know, until like things pop off, and then it's like when they do pop off, like it's like, is it gonna be genuine because of happiness, or is it just gonna be because I finally made it? You know what I'm saying? Like, these are questions that I always ask myself, you know, as I go through this journey. But nonetheless, I just want to be able to do what I love at the end of the day. That's all to come down to. So you know, follow the show on Instagram. Well, not the show. Follow Exclusive Breakdown on Instagram. Follow us on Facebook. You know, become a patron. You know, there's three tiers: $1 perks, $2 perks, $5 perks. You know, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I'm doing more with the YouTube channel. I just put up a video yesterday, talking about my failed trip to Summer League, because I was supposed to do Summer League. I ended up doing what I needed to do for Summer League, but I wanted to go down there hands-on and actually be down there, but I wasn't able to go down there. And I'll talk about the reasons why I wasn't able to go down there. It's a pretty funny story time. You know, I talk about my bags and how they ended up in Vegas, and I ended up in Charlotte. And, you know, when I got to Charlotte, I had to get my first day out outfit. Because I didn't have no clothes, and then I was so mad at the airport that I threw the pants that I had bought away. So I had legit just wasted like $25 on a pair of pants. It's tough. But you know, follow, man. You know, 2019, man. I'm looking for continued growth, but I'm looking to, you know, to start to poke holes into that thick wall where I can start seeing beams of light of future, and, you know, being able to expand and be able to do more for myself, man. So that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm at. Like I said, I just want to thank everybody for supporting. Thank you for the growth of the show. Like I said, over 5,000 downloads in a year. That's been amazing. Never in a million years would they expected that. Initially, when I started this, I was just doing this off of the love, and just, you know, just being able to remind myself that I could do it. But then once I figured out that I could do it, I said, you know what, I can't stop this, man. I gotta keep going. I gotta keep pushing, man, because I think I can really make something of this. And, you know, just my charm and my wit and, you know, my silliness, and but also my ability to be informative, and my ability to, you know, to give you a different perspective on different things, man. I think that's what's been able to help me be able to grow the show. And you know, like I said, you know, I'm just looking for continued growth, continued development. looking to double my downloads this year. So we did about 5,000 this year. So I'm looking to do about 10,000 downloads this year. You know, and I'm just looking to do a lot of different things. I'm looking to, you know, do special, you know, the co-host and all this other stuff. I'm contemplating getting back and doing studio episodes. You know, that's still something that's still in the loop. You know, I got to talk to the people, you know, the people that I have initially been working with that I, you know, just took a break from for a little bit. So, you know, I got to get back with them, see, you know, what it is that we can do to make that happen. And, you know, like I said, you know, it's just going to be a lot of different things, a lot of good things that's going to be happening this year. And, you know, I'm just really looking forward to it. I promise you guys that I'm going to stay more consistent. I'm more motivated than ever. You know, all of the love and support just motivates me to do more. And, you know, the little checks that come in every now and then, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That motivates me even more because, you know, I feel like they could be bigger and better and greater. So, this has been my end of the year episode, man. A lot of rambling, but you already know I don't care. You know, these particular episodes where I don't have to talk about basketball or anything else related, and I'm trying to kind of put myself on a time frame, I don't really care if I ramble or whatever. You gonna listen anyways. You gonna rock out with your boy. So, I forgot what my three words of the day is. What was my three words of the day? I think I remember. But thank you guys once again. I appreciate it all. Thank you guys for rocking out with me. I hope you guys continue to rock out with me in 2019, because the exclusive breakdown, got them coach brand, we're about to do some things that you may want to, you know, you may want to strap your seatbelt in for, because it's about to get heavy, man. And trust me when I tell you, it's about to get heavy. So one more thing before I dip up out of here, man. I want you guys to you know, send out a prayer to, you know, my family and, you know, my cousin. I don't know. I don't remember if y'all remember, but maybe about a couple weeks ago, I had told you that my cousin was involved in a freak accident. And, you know, it was a lot of, you know, he had been fighting ever since. Things started looking a little better, but then, you know, they started to, you know, them optimistic moments started to fade a little bit. And, you know, now it's not looking very, very good. So, I know God has the final say so of all things. And, you know, we'll never listen to what doctors say, you know, because, you know, doctors don't have the final word. You know, it's all in our maker. You know, he has the final say of, you know, who does what and, you know, who goes on, who survives, you know, who, you know, has, you know, lived their life the best way that they could and, you know, needs to serve as a spiritual inspiration to others. So I'm never going to be the one to say that the thing that it's over. But, you know, I just, you know, pray for the family, man. You know, pray for the family, you know, because, you know, it's a really hard time, you know, right around the new year. And, you know, we just celebrated, you know, Christmas and, you know, all the different holidays that come about. Just pray for the family. Pray that he comes through. But, you know, more importantly, you know, just, you know, pray for strength and prosperity and, you know, and everything else, man. So, yeah. I just wanted to, you know, share that note, because at the end of the day, man, you know, what I do on the mic, you know, that's one thing, you know, and like I said, I'm blessed to be able to do it. But, you know, sometimes real life hits you and real life hits you hard. And, you know, I'm trying to be in this positive in my frame where, you know, I want to be more close to family, because I don't want it to be a situation where this is the only time where I talk about my fam. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be able, you know, I don't want to get on the mic and I'm talking about, you know, something as heart-wrenching and depressing as this is. So, you know, so I just wanted to send my love out to my cousin Devin. Send your prayers out to him, man. You know, we riding with you, man. You know, do whatever, you know. May God have his strength on you. And we go from there. But this has been my end of the year episode. I'm Tyrone Smith. Rome 2 exclusive, Hustle Bandit, Sneaker Bandit, Faux Point Island, Lock 'em Up, Rome, Daytona 360, signing off, and I will holla at y'all guys next year, bro, next year, I cannot wait. Motivation to get it cracking every 10th episode, so we doing our, the first episode of the year is some inspirational episodes. First episode of the year, some inspirational episodes. Y'all know what I mean. Motivation to get it cracking. First of the year. That's going to be episode number 10, man. So I will holler at y'all next year. Happy New Year. Celebrate it. Please be safe. Be safe. Please be safe. Make sure you get a little extra tongue in with your first kiss. Make sure it's nasty and sloppy and just make it a kiss to remember. But yeah, man, I'm Tyrone, man. Tyrone Smith, Roll 2 exclusive, Hustle Band, Sneaker Band, 449, Lock 'em Up, Roll, Daytona 360, signing off, and I will holler at y'all next week. Peace.
Thanks for listening. Your support just helped the show get closer to that bag. For more info on the show, hit up Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Exclusive Breakdown. Talk to you next week.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.